It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Bree Lawrenson. Hey, Bree.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. We're good.
Good. It's been quite a bit of time since you and I had a conversation. Hey?
It feels like it. I feel like so much has changed over the past year, maybe. And it probably wasn't that long, but things have changed in my life. I became a mom.
that's a pretty big change,
mama.
Right? Yeah.
I know. Yeah, that's life-changing for
exactly.
Sure.
Exactly. boy or girl?
Boy. He's sitting on my lap right now.
Well,
he's 12 weeks on Friday.
Nice. That's
yeah.
Great. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
So, yeah, things have changed a little bit for you around the house, I would think. But as we said off the top, we can always talk about music. So,
well, that's right.
Let's do that, shall we?
Yeah.
The new single, As Far As Dreaming Goes. Tell me about that song.
So that song, I wrote it maybe a few years ago. We recorded it in Nashville. Some of the best players play on that song. They've played for, like, Blake Shelton and Dierks Bentley. I record at the studio that's amazing for studio session musicians. And I went in there on a trip to Nashville, we recorded it in one day. I wrote it with my brother before I left for Nashville, obviously. And my brother's a singer-songwriter as well, but he does it more of like a hobby. But we've always been like musical together growing up. So we wrote this song together, and I wanted to capture the true vulnerability of anyone chasing a dream, any kind of dreamer-type spirit. So some of the lyrics are kind of sad and heartbreaking, but it does kind of hopefully show the truth about the journey and how much it takes out of you just to try and chase your dreams.
Have you written with your brother before then, or...?
We've written a few songs together. Nothing that I ever recorded or put on an album or anything. So this is the first one for us that I thought, well, just the song means so much to me. And then even more, it means the fact that we wrote it together, it meant even more to me. And I was like, I think we can put this on the album I was releasing at the time. And so we brought it to Nashville and they just killed it. Like they just made it sound amazing. So I was pretty proud of it.
yeah, you bet. This is the point of the interview where we start talking about, you know, upcoming gigs and stuff like that. But things have come to a kind of a standstill across the country lately.
Yeah.
How have you been keeping through all of this? Everything good?
Well, you know what I've been doing? I've been doing a lot of TikTok, to tell you the truth. TikTok is like my new hurdle. I'm trying to, like, you know, get a good following and build up my content and I'm going on TikTok Live a lot. And I've got all these TikTok family and friends now from, like, in the States, from, like, California and Indiana. And I have, like, moderators for when I go live and they watch for trolls and stuff in my room. So if you check out my TikTok page. I'm working on that a lot. Thank God for the online platforms.
It's a changing world, isn't it? I tell you.
It really is. You got to keep up if you want to stay relevant.
Yeah. For sure. So TikTok, any other socials? I guess you're all over the place, though, aren't you?
Yeah. So I've got all of my social media stuff you can get right from my website at BrieLawrenson.com. And I say that I'm on TikTok more often than the rest, but I'm on Instagram and Facebook as well. And Spotify and all the places where you listen to your music, you can find my music too.
Well, good luck with the new single. Good luck with your TikTok adventures, and of course, congratulations on that new baby boy as well.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. We love you. Thanks for having me.
Bree Lawrenson on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.